T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Week 3 in the NFL. It'll be in the books after tonight's Seahawks-Bears game.
Only week two. Don't rush our lives.
Week two. Man. I'm sorry. I'm delirious.
You're the last one that would want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to rush it.
Don't rush it.
But week two in the books, so except for the Seahawks-Bears game tonight.
Right. Let me tell you something. All right, when the NFL first announced this decision to cut 5 minutes out of overtime, I hated it. I despised it. I didn't like it. And I thought it would lead to this crap. And I think I've been proven right.
Yeah, no, you got two ties in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's not a coincidence. Now, does it take some bad field goal kicking?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
In the Viking case, Daniel Carlson missed a couple of chances to win the game.
Yep.
A couple of them. But this is leading to ties in the NFL. That's not a good thing. But that's not the worst thing that happened in this game. The worst thing that happened in this game is not even Mike McCarthy deciding, let me have Aaron Rodgers throw the football twice and save the Vikings 2 timeouts and give Kirk Cousins plenty of time to march down the field, tie the game, and then a 2-point conversion. That wasn't even the worst thing. The worst thing in this game was Clay Matthews sacking Kirk Cousins and forcing a turnover, interception, fumble, whatever it was.
It was an interception.
Interception, that's right. So it wasn't a sack, it was a hit.
You just showed the play right now.
Okay. Now, you just saw the play.
Right.
Do you
No way.
Okay. They called a penalty on it. They wipe away the interception.
Unbelievable.
And it changes the entire game. And I'm sorry, that's not even debatable.
Bro, that was, if that's roughing the passer, then we can't tackle the quarterback anymore. Because that is unbelievable how bad a call that was.
And
it's above and beyond.
It's the Rodgers rule because they're saying he used his body weight to drive him into the ground. And my answer to that is no, he didn't.
No way.
He actually didn't in that situation. So you could talk about cutting 5 minutes out of overtime disgrace. You could talk about terrible coaching and play clock management disgrace. Talk about all that. How about the Packers blocking a punt for a touchdown? That's not a disgrace. That was just kind of cool. But that call was a disgrace.
Bro, that is a brutal call. I mean, like I said, I'm just looking at it now, and I'm like, are you serious? That's roughing the passer?
And you know what?
They got to reevaluate some of these rules. I'm sorry.
Here's what killed me. And we have this guy on a lot, and I like him, Charles Davis. I do. I like him.
Yeah, he's good.
Charles Davis says, and it must have been a few minutes after the play. Like, you know,
he was doing the game?
He was doing the game. He says, you know, a lot of people are going to go crazy about that call, but we got to calm down.
Why?
No, why?
Calm
down. I'm not calming
down. That's a joke.
It was a garbage call.
It's a terrible call.
I mean, I'm not calm.
I mean, come on. And then you see some shots. I'll tell you why. And I want to throw this out there yesterday. And we didn't get to this one play in a Jet game, and I want to throw it out there. How about the pass interference call that they did not throw the flag on? I forget who the defensive back was for Miami. He never turned around. Now, I'm at the game, so, I mean, I don't have the replay like you got it and everything.
Right.
He never turned around. It looked like he's got his hand on whoever. I think it might have been Nunu. I'm not sure. I mean, and they didn't throw a flag. This was in the end zone.
Yeah, no,
you remember
I remember.
The play I'm talking
about?
It
was Minkah Fitzpatrick against Robbie Anderson.
Oh, that's
in the
who
end
was,
zone.
Robbie Anderson. Yep. Okay.
That was the drive.
Bro, was that
in
not
which
a penalty? Did you think it was a penalty?
I thought it was, yes.
Of course.
Yes, I did. I thought it was.
Yeah, how did they not throw the flag there?
And they ended up settling for 3 points.
Yes.
Completely changes things.
Yep.
So, yeah. No.
Although it was first and goal on a 1 yard line.
Yeah. It's a completely different situation.
It's a joke.
It's bad. I mean, nothing's worse than the Clay Matthews thing.
No, but it's bad. No, it's very bad. Clay Matthews, that's unbelievable. That's roughing the passer.
The only positive out of the tie, I said this last week, is it makes tiebreakers very easy January.
It makes it easier.
That's a good thing.
Right.
The Steeler-Chief game was unbelievable in this regard. If you watched this game, you thought you were watching three different games. The Chiefs come out, and they're on fire. They're up 21-0 before you could blink.
Yep.
It started on a punt return, and then they're about to go up 28-0. They force a fumble return for a touchdown, but it was called back on a defensive hold. And then the Steelers storm all the way back. I'm thinking I made cover on this thing anyway. They tie the game at 21. Ben's throwing the ball all over the place. He threw the ball 35 times in the first half. But here's the problem. You can't contain Patrick Mahomes. He's on another level right now. The combination of his arm, the combination of Andy Reid, and really the combination of all that speed. that they have on offense.
Yeah. They got a lot of speed
on
offense.
They look borderline unstoppable
right now.
Yeah,
they got a lot of speed on. And if this quarterback, I mean, the kid looks like the real deal. He does.
He looks fantastic.
Yep.
And here's a scary thing about the Chiefs. They've won these two games scoring a combined 90 points or 80 points, whatever it is. They haven't played at home yet.
Yeah. No.
They've done this on the road
yeah.
against two teams that could be playoff teams, and the Chargers and the Steelers. Those are two competent football teams.
They got the Niners at home this week.
They got the Niners at home, yeah.
I want to go back to something, too, about this. It is another penalty that makes me delirious.
Yes.
And that is defensive holding, okay? You know what? That it should not be. To me, here's what they need to change on that call because it's a joke. Defensive holding should be only a 5-yard penalty, not an automatic first down.
Here's the problem.
What do you think
guys,
about that?
It can't work because you'll have guys doing it on purpose for strategic reasons.
But too many times, it has no effect, really, on where the quarterback's looking to throw the football.
You're not wrong.
I mean, come on.
I think the negative consequences. I'll give you an example, and maybe this isn't a great example, but it happened on Sunday, and I thought it was kind of cool. Blaine Gabbert gets a pass deflected back to him.
Mm-hmm.
He is now about to get – he has the ball in his hand, so it's a catch for him. He's about to get hit and lose 15 yards.
So he decides to throw the ball.
And he claims he knew this and did this on purpose. The penalty is so much less than the sack that it turned out to be a great decision. You never really want that. You don't want to reward a guy or a team for penalizing themselves. I think you'd have that with defensive holds because you'd have guys saying, well, it's 3rd and 20 – what's the big deal? Now it's 3rd and 15.
Yeah.
I think that's – I get what you're saying, that it's frustrating, but I think it'd be too many negative consequences that come out of it.
I hate that penalty. I hate that
penalty. Changes a game.
Constantly.
I mean, the Chiefs game, it turned out not to matter, but they're it's 28-0 basically. That's it. They're up 28-0. Yeah. They call it back with a defensive hold.
Bro,
and it happens a lot.
I saw it twice yesterday with our team.
No, we sure did. And how about the biggest surprise in the NFL? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Right now, the MVP of the league is Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's throwing 8 touchdown passes in 2 games. I mean, it's 4-4. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Big plays, man. DeSean Jackson, O.J. Howard.
Right.
And the Eagles, we're just seeing it on the television. Carson Wentz has been cleared, so he's going to play next week, which is a big help for Philadelphia. Yep. But part of their problem was their secondary in this game.
Yeah.
Forget Nick Foles in the offense. I mean, you can't allow multiple 75-yard touchdown catches. If you allow that, you ain't doing
something
DeSean
Jackson right now is, you know, and one was to Jackson, one was to Howard.
Yep.
And how about after the game where Fitzpatrick's there with the DeSean Jackson outfit on?
Well, listen.
Oh, my God.
Fitz is in a spot where he could show up naked. It doesn't matter.
That was pretty funny.
It was something else. He looked like McGregor. He looked just like him.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point. You're right. He looked just like with the beard and all of that and the chest hair and all of that. He looked just like
I got to tell you, man, I was stunned that he did that to the Eagle defense. I really didn't see that coming. 2 weeks in a row now?
Yeah.
And like we all thought, a Monday nighter between the Buccaneers and Steelers where one team is looking for their first win and the other team is undefeated. Just like we all thought.
Of course.
Just a little bit opposite at this point. And if they win or Fitz plays well, it is going to create the question of what you do in Tampa. Do you stick with Fitzpatrick or do you go back to Jameis Winston?
Yeah.
They got the Steelers and the Bears coming
up. Look, we've seen this from Fitzpatrick before. We saw it with the Jets. We all know how it played out when the biggest game of the year came along.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a time when Fitz will go back to being Fitz.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
There's no question
after
about
he gets a contract extension.
You think that's when
when it'll happen. So,
or when they anoint him the starting quarterback.
Of course. I mean, look what happened with the Jets, did it not?
Yeah, well.
I think that your wife, myself, and many others were very scared over that St. Brown game in knockout pools.
How crazy was that game?
I was never worried.
Never, huh?
Because I knew the Browns would find a way to blow it, and that's exactly what happened.
First, they missed the extra point that would have gave them the lead in regulation.
Of course they did, Joe.
Of course they did.
Of course they did. And poor Zane Gonzalez.
What, he missed 2 field goals?
Mess. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And not only that, defensively, they allowed Teddy Ginn to catch one over the middle and just dart down the field and still get out of bounds. I mean, here's the thing about the Browns. They have a lot of talent on that team.
Much better.
And once they change coaches, maybe they'll be able to put it all together. I'll give you an example of that. The Jacksonville Jaguars, Gus Bradley, and the talented Jaguars would win 3 games a year. Yep. They bring in competent coaching and start it to change.
Doug Marrone, who, Manish, thanks again.
Right.
Let me thank Manish Mehta. Marrone, he's doing a terrible job in Jacksonville, and Bowles is just cleaning up.
Sure.
Thanks again, Manish. Appreciate it.
I'll give you another example. The Rams. You bring in a competent coach, and everything looks different. And so that's what's going to happen with the Cleveland Browns. That's why, I don't know, maybe the Jets will beat them Thursday night because maybe Hugh Jackson will do something.
I am scared. You know what, of this game.
No, I get it.
I'm telling you right now, I couldn't be more scared than this game.
I was more scared for the Dolphin game because that was more made for them to let down than this one.
Yeah, but now you're looking at, you know, another laydown this week. I could see that.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
But here's the difference. Most people are more on alert now than the home opener against a division rival.
Well, okay.
That's the only difference.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'll tell you this about the Saints. Yeah, they got to start playing better football.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
You think?
And the other thing
they got the Falcons this weekend in Atlanta.
And speaking of the Falcons, the big story out of that game is that KZ got ejected for the helmet-to-helmet hit on Cam Newton, which was a dirty hit. I don't know if we should be ejecting guys.
Wasn't Cam giving himself up on a play, right?
Yeah, he was. He was sliding.
Yeah.
And remember, Cam used to think he wasn't being protected. Well, now he's being protected.
Yeah, well.
But the real stunner in this game is that Matt Ryan ran for two touchdowns.
Right.
And threw it for two touchdowns. And the Falcons, you know, they made you feel a little bit better with their performance compared to what they did Thursday night against the Eagles. Because, you know, we looked at that point.
Well, I'm not buying it. The Bucs are winning the division. I'm sorry.
Who's the best team in that division? The Bucs are in first
place.
The Bucs
are right now. But I just think, I think any of the other three teams could win it.
Okay.
Any of them.
Yeah.
I would be surprised. The Bucs are the one team I really can't see winning it. I could see any of the other three winning.
Here's the one thing about the Bucs. Not to say I buy into them, but they have a lot of talent on offense.
They do.
Look at the weapons that they have.
No, they do. Hey, look at Deshaun, man. You know, we know what he can do. And right now, I mean, he's, you know, him and Fitz, I mean, they got some chemistry.
How many receiving combos in the NFL, and there's a few, I'm not saying no one, are better than Mike Evans and Deshaun Jackson?
No,
that's
right.
Pretty good,
and then you throw in a tight end, that's pretty good now, right?
The tight end, yeah.
Right.
I mean, they're not bad.
No.
The story of the Charger-Bill game is that the Bills are that bad. They're that awful, and that Vontae Davis retired at halftime.
Yeah.
Which I've never heard before.
That's unbelievable.
A guy basically saying, I don't want to do this anymore.
You know, I do remember Gastineau retired in the middle of the year.
That's different.
But he didn't retire at halftime.
Halftime. He says, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
I know.
Boy, the Bills just, they're awful.
They are pretty bad.
I know that number was intriguing.
Yeah, well, I went 0-3 in the picks.
So did I.
Was more concerned. I got to say, though, I was more concerned about the knockout pool.
Me too.
Than
yes.
I was the picks.
Well, here's one of the picks I got wrong by a million miles. I thought the Cardinals would be competitive.
Oh, my God. That was my knockout pick, the Rams.
No,
and
I
never
know.
A moment of sweat in that game.
Oh, my.
That game was over quick.
Well, there was some drama, the fact that Greg Zuerlein couldn't kick.
Right, yeah, that's right. The Hecker had to do the kicking.
And they were going for two half the time.
Right, and they got it right away. That's what I said. It was 8-0. I'm like, I went for two on the first score again. Now, I didn't realize about the kicker at that point.
That's right.
Todd Gurley, 3 touchdown runs. He's got a little banged up, too, I think, in that game, right?
He did, yeah. He was awesome, though.
Yeah.
Here's another example.
The Rams look really, really legitimate.
They look like the best team in football.
Yeah,
they
would agree.
They have a ton of talent.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I mean,
that's obvious.
You.
It's just a matter of, okay, they have a ton of talent, but are they going to do it again?
Right.
How about this? The Niner-Lion game, which... I got to make a weird complaint. And you're going to say, come on, bro. How could you complain about this?
I
have the Sunday ticket, okay? Games that are on local TV are blacked out. Okay, fine. That's fine. So we have the Ram-Cardinal game. They decide on Fox to take off the Ram-Cardinal game because it's such a blowout and go to Niners-Lions. I can't watch Rams-Cardinals on the ticket because it's already blacked out.
Oh, wow.
So if I'm a Ram fan, let's just say I'm a Ram fan, I'm hosed. I can't watch the second half of the game. Because it was already blocked out on the ticket, and Fox pulled it off TV.
That's ridiculous.
Fantasy owner, same thing. You're a big Todd Gurley guy. You got whoever.
See, if
that's a problem.
When I had the ticket, okay,
yeah,
I thought only the local games were blacked out. You couldn't get remember that.
Yeah, if they're showing it now, I'm watching it through the streaming service. I don't know if that's different, but it shouldn't be. If it's on TV locally, they will black it out.
Wow,
which is
so
fine.
You couldn't get the Jaguar Patriot game either.
No, but I had it on regular TV.
Well, no, I know
right.
that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
saying,
yeah.
But, so that
correct.
Wasn't on the ticket.
I couldn't watch it through the ticket.
Okay.
Which doesn't matter, but it matters if you flip off a game.
Yeah, no doubt.
And between the fans of the Cardinals and Rams that live in a different place, which happens.
Right.
And the fact that if as a fantasy owner you want to watch Todd Gurley run all day, you know, that kind of affects you. But how about this in the Niner-Lion game? There's a big interception in which it looks like, oh, my God, the Lions are coming back, and it's waved off for a defensive hold.
Mm.
And the penalty was on, what's his name, the guy who had the interception against Sam Darnold.
Diggs. Oh, yeah, right.
It looked like it was going to completely change the game. The Lions were set up, down by 3, the football, and I think in the red zone. Uh-oh, flag on the play. So Jimmy G got bailed out a little bit on that play, because that could have been a brutal interception.
The officials have much too much control over what happens in these games. It's my biggest gripe in football. There's too many rules. This safety rule stuff, it's all well and good. It's never going to stop guys from getting hurt. I'm sorry.
Right.
We could go to the end of time, okay? And it's not going to matter. I don't care if you cut the kickoff out. I don't care if you get to the point where you can't even tackle the quarterback anymore. It's not going to stop guys from getting hurt. And, I'm sorry. End of story.
And here's the other problem. You could drive people away.
I think that's a problem.
With you, man. Fans are going to say, wait a second, Clay Matthews didn't legally hit Kirk Cousins?
It's a joke.
This is crazy.
It's not football.
Yeah.
And you got to be kidding me. And it's so geared. Let's be honest. I mean, you talk about all the points that are being. It's so geared for fantasy. It's unbelievable.
Except if you're a Giant fan.
Well, but I'm saying, but the whole league is geared for fantasy football.
Of course it is. And how about the Jaguars? That was a really impressive effort by Blake Bortles. That may have been one of the best he ever had. Maybe one of the most complete big game performances we've seen from him.
And they beat Brady up in this game. They really did.
They did, man.
They smacked them around.
Good for them.
Yep.
They flashed up a stat early, which I laughed at and said, seriously, does this matter? That in quote-unquote hot games, games where it's 88 degrees or more, Tom Brady had a career record of 1-4.
Is that right? 88 degrees or more.
Yes. The game time temperature was 97 degrees, so Tom Brady is now 1-5 in these quote-unquote hot games. We finally found this kryptonite.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If they got to see them again in the playoffs and have to go to Jacksonville to play them, it could be a different story than last year.
They look awesome, man.
Yep, they look good.
Some teams, after surprisingly really good seasons, take steps back. Yep. So far, it's early. Looks like they're taking a step forward. Yep. They got a lot of talent on defense. The quarterback gets beat up way too much. I'm not saying he's elite, but he gets beat up way too much by people.
Yep.
And so he put it together.
Yep.
But here's the thing.
And Doug Marone's doing an okay job there.
He's not bad.
No.
He's not bad.
Good call, Manish. Thanks.
Just remember this. To anybody who wants to bury the Patriots, oh, my God, they're 1-1. They don't look the same. They play the Lions next week in Detroit. They're going to win that game.
You would think so.
They have three games in a row in Foxborough. They're going to win at least two out of those three.
Yep.
They're still going to win 12 games or 13 games.
Yeah, of course.
So this is predictable. The Patriots will lose games early in season.
They always do. They always do. Last year, 2-2 last year, I think?
Yeah.
And everybody was burying them, 2-2.
You know, honestly, the more I think about it, wouldn't surprise me if they lose one of these games to Detroit or Miami. They do start 2-2, and then they never lose again.
Right. That's right. Where's the Miami game? Miami game's at home?
It's in Foxborough, That could be a big game for the Dolphins. Yeah. Dolphins have the Raiders next week. They have a great chance to get to a 3-0 start. Raiders lost yesterday to the Broncos.
John Gruden, man, he's saying, geez, can I still get my job back on Monday Night Football?
No, he's still getting paid, man. He loves it.
Yeah, well,
he didn't love it
yesterday when they blew that game. They were up 19-7 in that game and, you know, let the Broncos come all the way back to win the game.
Yep. Nah, they blew it yesterday. Yep. It was 19-10 with like 6 minutes to go in the game. Yep. And the Denver Broncos off to a 2-0 start.
Case Keenum.
Yeah. Case Keenum so far. Case Keenum's doing better than Pat Shurmur.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So far.
So far.
Both got big gigs after last year. One of them's 2-0. The other one's 0-2.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.